You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Coming your way on a Friday edition of the program. Great to have you with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. It's a Friday. That means we take a look ahead to the weekend in football, college football, pro football. Pretty good game tonight. We're going to pick on the Eagles Hideaway pick six, and we will get the panel together to hopefully do much better this week. And we will do that toward the back half of the program. Give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. We'll have an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Take a look at game one of the World Series. Look back at last night's game at SoFi between the Vikings and the Rams and a whole lot more. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Hope to hear from everybody out there today. 319-366-1600. Phone line as well. Same digits. 319-366-1600. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes set to join me coming up in just a moment. Isaac is back after a couple of, well, were you here in the morning?
Yes, I was here in the morning.
Okay. So you weren't technically off. You were just in the morning.
Yeah, usually when I'm gone, though, I'm only, in the afternoons, it's only for one day, Thursdays. So this was back-to-back days, so it does feel a little bit of an extended vacation, you could put it, I suppose.
Feels a little strange, but
it's a little odd, yeah.
It's all right. Ryan and Andrew did fabulous jobs. So.
Andrew, I have no doubts. Ryan, it gets a little bit iffy sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. Ryan's great. Ryan's awesome.
I didn't say that, Ryan. That was Isaac. Well, the next producer meeting, you're going to be in...
Yeah, I'm
going to
catch some slack for that one.
You're going to catch some flack for that one there. And Mark, good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon, men. Good afternoon, everyone. Scott, did you come straight from Kingston Stadium?
Nah. I did not, but there were times last night during the 3 hour and 5 minute vamping that, I thought, you know, this would be a great time to have somebody bring me a sleeping bag or something like that, but never did get the game in last night. By the way, if you have not heard, and if you are a follower of Cedar Rapids, Washington, they are going to play that game. It's going to be a doubleheader at Kingston. That is not unprecedented. It has happened on two occasions in playoff time, but they're going to have a Week 9 back-to-back pair of games. Wash and Ankeny. Ankeny's coming back over after the two-hour trip back and forth for 11 plays yesterday. They're going to come back, and then Wash and Ankeny will play, followed by Jeff and Iowa City Liberty. So you get a 2-for-1, I think. Don't quote me on that, though. I don't know if they're emptying the stands between games or not, but a rarity tonight at Kingston Stadium. I think we talked about everything under the sun last night, so...
Yeah, that was quite a light show last night led to that game being postponed anyway, and I believe it'll be resumed. I know they're going to empty the stadium after the Washington
game. Okay, so you don't get a 2-for-1 then?
No, you don't.
All right.
You pay for both, yeah. But it is unusual. You were telling me, I'll let you tell a story, but I remember a game years and years ago when LaSalle was a high school. And there was quite a weather delay, but I don't know that it was postponed. But you're aware of at least one game that was.
Yeah, we had Dowling and Xavier a few years back in the opener, and that one never got off the ground either. They had the players come on twice to warm up, and then they detected lightning again, and then the rains came, and both times never got that game in. So, in fact, I want to say that game was not even played. Because that was in week one. That was an opener back in late August of that year. 6, 7, 8 years ago, somewhere in there. I'm sure somebody will text in and let me know exactly the date. But That was the only other time. Yeah, that LaSalle game, they did not play that night, but they did resume that game, too, I do remember. And it rained sheets like cats and dogs that night when it was a grass field. And none of that tonight. It's going to be a very nice night, maybe a little chilly, but not too bad. You've got playoff action, the first round in classes 2A, 1A, A, and 8-man, 5A, 4A, and 3A, the final night of the regular season, and everybody will have the calculators out tonight and going at it as far as RPIs are concerned. And we'll be out at Prairie tonight for Prairie and Iowa City West. Should be a very good game. And that's a 7 o'clock start, by the way, so make that notation. 319-366-1600. World Series coming up tonight. 12th time the Yankees and the Dodgers are going at it, with the Yankees winning 8 of these matchups. We'll have it at 6 o'clock right after Spencer on Sports coming up tonight on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 AM, 1600 ESPN. And we are all, you, I, and Cal Eldred are all on record saying that we are taking the New York Yankees.
Yeah, I'm wondering what our listeners think. And the only thing that makes me hesitate is that the Dodgers have the home field advantage. I don't know how much that means in a series like this, but certainly I think game number one is often pivotal, and it certainly would be for the Yankees should New York win.
I would think New York has the advantage tonight with Garrett Cole going against Flaherty, but you never know. Flaherty has had a pretty good postseason so far for the Dodgers, and I think it's going to be a heck of a series. I think these are the best two teams in baseball in either league, and you know the Phillies maybe could have an argument there. The Yankees, though, I think are the best in the American League, and they both deserve to be there, and this should be a big ratings catcher, that's for sure, between the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what it ends up to be, because Game 7 could be in November, and I remember not long ago, it was almost 30 years ago, but the World Series with the Twins ended on my birthday, which happens to be in a couple of days, but I thought that was late, but it seems to get later and later every year for baseball fans. I don't think it really matters. November finish for the Fall Classic. Yeah.
But it's going to be in Los Angeles, Game 6. If there is a Game 6 and a Game 7, it will be in Los Angeles. So it's not going to matter as far as the weather.
You wouldn't think so.
When watch it rain. And I heard a song and said it never rains in Southern California. We will test that coming up.
I heard you sang it last night.
Very appropriate. Dodgers are going to win the first two games of the series, says 86-83 in the text line. And yes, Greg, I know you do not like either one of these. You have no interest in this World Series. And you know what? You are not the only one. I guarantee you there are a lot of people out there that are not going to pay attention to this World Series because it is two of the Blue Bloods. It is two of the baseball franchises at the top of the payroll that spend a lot of money. They go out and get free agents. That's the way they build their team up. That doesn't appeal to everyone. So I sympathize with you, Greg.
I get that, but I don't. You know, when the Celtics and Lakers were playing in the NBA Finals, everybody tuned in, right? Maybe that was different.
A different era.
Yeah.
It was a different era 40 years ago. Matt Fairfax likes watching Shohei, but go Yankees, he says. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Who's your pick? Yankees or the Dodgers? Who do you like, Isaac?
You said you guys all chose the Yankees.
So you're going to take the Dodgers?
Yeah, I'll take the Dodgers. One of us has to be right that way. Can't go 0-for on the whole show.
Well, we darn near tried last week. What was the panel last week, Mark?
A sterling 4-20.
That's getting it done. We're going to do better this week. We'll have the pick six coming up in just a little bit. Yankees-Dodgers coverage begins at 6 o'clock, and that comes up tonight. Game 2, 6 o'clock tomorrow as well. And we've also got college football for you in the morning from ESPN Radio right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, as ESPN will be offering up the Big 12 game the SEC game between Oklahoma and Ole Miss tomorrow. So that is a 10:30 pregame, just past 11 with the kickoff. And we're going to talk about the college football schedule, Iowa and Iowa State, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll get to that before we get the panel together for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. On the text line, just because they're the highest paid doesn't mean that they're always there. I mean, look at the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, Cowboys 49ers this weekend, Sunday night. One of those teams is going to be in big, big, deep trouble after whoever loses that game in San Francisco between those two longtime rivals coming up on Sunday night. We'll have that one for you right here as well on 1600 ESPN. We'll get to pro football coming up a little bit later, but Mark, Iowa and Northwestern for the homecoming game in Iowa City coming up tomorrow. By the way, college basketball tonight, Iowa, Minnesota, Duluth at Carver Hawkeye Arena at 7 o'clock this evening. If folks are so inclined, if you're in the college basketball mood and mode already, calendar's got to turn to November for me, Mark. But hey, there'll be people there. I don't know how many tonight. To see this young Iowa team go at it against Minnesota Duluth, but they will roll out the basketballs and play. But tomorrow is Iowa Northwestern football. Can the Hawks bounce back after the clunker last Saturday night? That is the question.
It certainly is. And this Northwestern team is really difficult to figure out, I think, because it played so well at Maryland and really played well against Indiana. Except at the end. So I think it's not a great team. It's a capable team. And I think Iowa is going to bounce back. If it doesn't, then we're going to have a heck of a show on Monday.
Oh, man. Yeah, I haven't even thought about that, Mark. Thank you for that. Thank you for that visual as we get ready to take on the weekend. Is it going to be the Iowa team that shows up that showed up against Washington, or is it going to be the Iowa team that showed up against Michigan State? My inkling is that this team worked on fundamentals. They worked on tackling all throughout the week. Probably a very physical week. We'll see if a couple guys are going to be back. I'm not sure that's going to be the case. If I had to bet, I think Iowa errs on the side of caution for Castro, but you never know. You never know. Could be back. Ostringa is not going to be back tomorrow. The defense has to – you don't say this very often when you're talking about Iowa football, Mark, but I think the defense has to have a sterling day tomorrow just to get their swagger back.
No question about it. And we have gone on and on about the offense and the quarterback position and the offensive line, on and on and on. And that storyline is still out there as well. But it's the defense that, you know, I trust in Phil Parker, but how much does he trust his own defense now? Three straight games, Ohio State more than 400 yards, Washington, despite losing badly, gained 7 yards short of 400. And then last week, Michigan State well over 400 yards. And while Iowa has been okay in the red zone in those games, that trend cannot continue, especially a team like Northwestern that is one of the worst offenses in the country.
Yeah, but how many times over the years – has Iowa and Northwestern played just the ugliest football game that you have ever seen, including last year in Chicago at Wrigley Field? Two things I remember about that game, the turf coming up at the goal line, on the goal line stand, and then secondly, the game-winning field goal at the end over the right field wall for the Hawkeyes. other than that, and a whole bunch of Hawkeye fans having a great time, it wasn't real memorable in Chicago last year. You're smiling, Isaac.
I mean, there was the one Caleb Brown catch for a first down, if you recall that. That is one of my big memories from that game as well. Caleb Brown caught like an 11-yard pass or something like that for a first down that helped Iowa in their final drive.
True.
And that really amplified the Caleb Brown hype.
And now he's not there.
College football, man.
Portal.
Transfer portal, yes.
Transfer portal, yes. Man. We'll pick that game coming up in just a little bit, so we'll kind of stow away how we think it's all going to play out. Yeah. Iowa's been on the over so far this year, more often than not. I just don't see that trend happening tomorrow, Mark.
Well, I don't know what the number is, but a lot of people like to play the trends, and that's been Iowa this year after a couple years of under. Traditionally, this has been kind of a low-scoring game. There's been a couple outliers, but it's a pivotal game for Iowa. I mean, the Big Bowls, the college football playoffs, the conference championship, all that is out the window now. It's a matter, I hate to say playing for pride, but it kind of is. Do you want to, you know, be that team that doesn't go to a bowl game for the first time in eons for the Iowa Hawkeyes, save the COVID year? But, you know, this is an important game, I think, in some respects. And I got to believe seniors like Quinn Schulte and Jay Higgins and on and on and on are going to have a come to Jesus meeting, and not to be religious, but you know what I mean, with the rest of the team and say, listen, we've got, you know, 5 games left in the regular season. And this and this and this is possible. You got to get your act together starting right now. I got to believe those conversations have been had.
Not to say that there's nothing to play for this year. I mean, probably what top tier bowl you're looking at, Orlando right now, or I beg your pardon, Tampa.
Probably Relia Quest.
Yeah. The old Outback Bowl for those longer in tooth. Tampa is a very good destination. If Iowa goes 9-3, even if the Hawks go 8-4-ish, there's a chance. But you got to run the table to put yourself in a position, especially now in an 18-team Big Ten Conference. There are no more stumblings allowed. I mean, Nashville is out there. New York, Detroit.
Yeah, Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Oh, the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Charlotte. I'm sorry, Kirk Ferentz is not going to allow himself to have mayonnaise dumped on him. He will delegate someone if indeed Iowa goes to the Duke's Mayo Bowl. And by the way, if they do, Mark, we have to do something because obviously being your name attached to it, grand has got to be put together. So one can only hope.
Well, unlike my last name, Duke's Mayo has an apostrophe in it.
That's true.
I get it. And let's just remember, Duke's Mayo Bowl, you got to win that game before you get an opportunity to have mayo dumped on you.
Kirk Ferentz is not having mayonnaise dumped on him. I can guarantee you that, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I think he's delegating somebody.
If they offer to give enough to the Children's Hospital, Todd says that he'll do it. Because that's what the winning coach gets, is that it's a large charitable donation to the charity of their choice. So if you give enough money to the Children's Hospital, he'll do it.
Oh, that GIF is going to live forever. Am I wrong? I mean, forever. That will be the greatest Iowa one of all time. Listen, they got to get there first. They got to win the game, etc. Iowa has their sights set on something a little bit higher, and it all starts coming up tomorrow. Couple things on the text line, basketball related. 2170 asks, is the Big Ten still involved in the Las Vegas Bowl? I don't believe that is the case. Isaac helped me out on that. He's doing that right now. Yeah, he would do it for the kids, 27-08. He would do that. I was starting five for basketball. I looked up on the game notes. It was not listed. I have not also heard what a starting five is going to constitute tonight. I can guarantee you Owen Freeman will be in the starting lineup, and I can guarantee you Peyton Sanford will be in the starting lineup.
Yeah, and this Duluth team coming in has been very good in Division II. It is Division II, I get it, and it's coached by a player you probably covered at Iowa City West.
That's so. Right. Justin Wick is the coach at Minnesota Duluth, the former West High Trojan and Kirkwood Eagle. So that's played a big part in the fact that Minnesota Duluth is playing Iowa tonight.
Yeah, Justin was on Iowa staff for a little while here, but nice to see him get his coaching career off and running, and I'm sure he'll be thrilled to get back to Iowa City tonight.
Yeah. 319-366-1600, did you find our answer?
Yes, Las Vegas Bowl will be a former Pac-12 school and an SEC school this year, and Big Ten next year.
Aha! Viva Las Vegas. Oh, how many Iowa fans are going to Vegas? They are flooding Vegas next year if Iowa has an opportunity to go. It doesn't matter if the Hawks are 6-6, 7-5. Fans are going to Las Vegas. It's a fun city, as we know. 319-366-1600. Iowa State off tomorrow. A lot of good games in college football, though, Mark. We will pick some of those. Good one coming up tonight, to be quite honest with you, as it will be Boise State and UNLV. Speaking of Las Vegas, at Allegiant Stadium, and a lot on the line. Perhaps that spot in the college football playoff on the line. We're going to pick that one a little bit later on, Mark, but that's a good one.
Yeah, and it features the nation's top running back, and that's part of the pick six as well as we near that in just about 15 minutes. But, you're going to have to stay up late to watch this one. I think it's a 9:30 kick, something like that. But we'll see. I mean, you remember, Scott, a couple of years ago, UNLV was one of they were in the bottom 10. But now look at them, and they're 2.5-point underdogs at home today.
Yeah. It's Big Ten after dark tonight as well, because you've got Rutgers and USC going at it this evening. And that is a 9 o'clock start Central Time. USC, if they lose tonight, will be 3-5, and you can go ahead and pack Lincoln Riley's belongings, because he is not going to be in L.A. very much longer. Might not be there very much longer to begin with. He was never a big proponent of USC going to the Big Ten to begin with, and certainly 3-4 has not helped. Nebraska and Ohio State, which a couple weeks ago looked like it had a little luster to it, not so much now, after what happened to the Huskers last Saturday in Bloomington. They will play at 11 o'clock. Washington and Indiana, we're going to pick that game coming up. The 2:30 window, you got Illinois going to Autzen to take on Oregon and the Ducks. Little intrigue to that game. Maryland and Minnesota are both 4-3, and they will meet tomorrow at 2:30. For the Paul Bunyan Trophy, Michigan and Michigan State will play in Ann Arbor tomorrow night. That will be on the Big Ten Network. And then on NBC tomorrow night, it'll be Penn State going to Camp Randall to take on the Wisconsin Badgers. So some interesting games in the Big Ten tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm thrilled that our old friend Stumpy has weighed in on the text line. Just a little west of us, his prediction: Iowa 34, Northwestern 17. Happy homecoming, he says.
Stumpy, good to see you. Good to hear from you, man. You'll be front and center and trying to get on the television again tomorrow. Is Rutgers Southern Cal 10 o'clock? I thought it was 10 o'clock Eastern. It's after the World Series, right?
Yeah.
All right. Big 10 after dark. You got to dig it. Big 12 coming up tomorrow. Texas Tech, before they come to Iowa State next weekend, they will be in Fort Worth to take on TCU. Oklahoma State will be at Baylor, a pair of 3-4 squads going at it. Utah is better get well tomorrow. They go to Houston. West Virginia and Arizona. Kansas and K-State in Manhattan. And that certainly is going to be a speed bump for Kansas State, even though they're at home. The Sunflower Showdown, always a good one. And Cincinnati goes to Colorado for Big 12 After Dark coming up tomorrow night. Going to talk a little NFL. We'll get the panel closer to getting together here in just a couple of moments. But we do need to get it to Mark for an Emels Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. And it's brought to you by Emels, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, there right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. What do we got?
Iowa women's wrestling has a world gold medalist. She is Kylie Welker. Welker won the gold medal at the U23 World Women's Wrestling Championships in Albania today. She won it with a pin in a minute and 12 seconds. Hawkeye Macy Kilty won a silver medal. In the National Wrestling Coaches Association women's wrestling poll, Iowa has top-ranked wrestlers in 6 of the 10 weight classes, but it is King University out of Bristol, Tennessee, that is ranked number one ahead of the Hawkeyes in the preseason poll. In the NBA, Iowa's Keegan Murray scored 23 points and had 11 rebounds for Sacramento last night in a loss to Minnesota. Luka Garza did not play for the Timberwolves. And finally, an American Rivers Conference showdown tomorrow as 12th-ranked Wartburg visits number 21 Coe, both undefeated in the league. That match up at 1 p.m. at Clark Field.
God bless 1 o'clock starts, and God bless D3 football. That's going to be fun tomorrow. A lot on the line in that game. The Iowa American Rivers Conference title will be more than likely decided at Clark Field coming up tomorrow. So, talked with K.J. Pilcher about it last night a little bit, and he's hoping that both teams get in, but he's not 100% sure that's going to be the case. Kind of 80-ish, but you do not want to leave your fate in the hands of a committee, Mark.
No, and this will be a great game, and they've had great games in the past, and Wartburg, very tough team, has reached the national semifinals recently, and just a great Division III game tomorrow on tap.
Going to be a lot of fun. All right, we'll take a break, come back, talk a little pro football, get you ready for the Emels Hideaway Pick 6. Stay with us. More to come after this here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And we're going to have plenty of sunshine today. It's going to be chilly and breezy with temperatures in the low 60s. Tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies. The winds will back off. Temperatures drop down into the low 30s, and there may be some patchy frost by morning. Tomorrow is going to be a cool day with sunny skies. Winds stay nice and light, but temperatures will only climb into the mid to upper 50s. We'll then have highs in the low 60s on Sunday and back in the 70s by Monday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
You've been hacked. Your thoughts race. What did they get? What do they want? What does this mean for my customers? My business? Stop. Call NCS. They will have a local engineer on site at your business within 24 hours to help. If you get hacked, call NCS at 319-247-7223. Save it to your contacts. 319-247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star. And are you ready to take a trip down memory lane? Just like walking into Grandpa and Grandma's house with those delicious smells of all of the baked cookies and muffins. Everything that you used to enjoy going to Grandpa and Grandma's. For that sweet tooth that just won't quit, we've got you covered with the bake sale. From glazers to cake, donuts, and more, you deserve to have a little treat. Indulge. What are you waiting for? And stop on by your neighborhood Quick Star, and you can pick up a muffin right now. They are just $1.19. It's like a warm hug in the morning and perfect for those on-the-go moments as well. And also, while you're at Quick Star, pick up a Karuba coffee. Now only 79 cents. That's any size, small to large, when you swipe your Quick Rewards card. So stop on by your neighborhood Quick Star.
The silly moments, the proud moments, even the hard moments, they're what make life remarkable. And they're why Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield is here for every moment, committed to making healthcare better, more affordable, with more choices for care, and service and coverage that give you peace of mind no matter what comes your way, so you can show up for every tender moment, every brave moment, and every wouldn't miss it for the world moment, knowing that Blue is here for you. Go to wellmark.com/everymoment to find a plan right for you.
When you grow up in a family business, shop local just hits different. You basically absorb the idea that these people's jobs, their lives, literally depend on you. And that's pretty crazy. It's also the lives of all the people they impact. So like, somebody chooses my family's business, then our employees choose other local businesses. It's like dropping a pebble in a pond. The ripples just keep expanding and make the whole community stronger.
1600 ESPN is a local business. We're here just like you. Choose local every time you can.
3:35, about 6 minutes away from the panel getting together, giving somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Talked a little college football. We'll make our picks coming up in just a few minutes. Pro football got underway last night in a game that was marred by a no-call at the end. That has Minnesota Viking fans not seeing purple today, but seeing red. Pretty blatant face mask missed in the end zone by the officials for a safety that kind of sealed the game. A 30-20 win for the LA Rams last night. Vikings have now dropped two in a row. Another stumble by the officials. You know what? Good for the head official. He was asked the question after the ball game, what was your thinking with that? And came out and said, we didn't see it. Now, if they get the officials closer to the action in the NFL, like they used to be, they might see those things. But they did not. And I don't think that is going to wash very well with the Viking fans, but at least he was truthful.
Apparently he was truthful, yeah. And fans are either going to believe that they truly did not see that or the fix is in. Seriously. I mean, how else could the officials are the only one that didn't see it.
Even the players' reaction.
It's quite possible they didn't. Yeah, I mean, if you've ever been on the field, the actual field for a college or NFL game, as we have, Scott, that it was just an incredible flurry of activity.
Yeah.
And I know that's their job. That's their job, but it's quite possible they didn't see it.
Yeah, well, if they didn't, and it's non-reviewable. It's a non-reviewable call right there. Too bad for the Vikings.
It's like this. Maybe you should call your own because the Rams defender knew damn well
he grabbed it. He knew he did. What? Nope. Okay, let's move on. Tua is back. Apparently, the Dolphins will host the Arizona Cardinals coming up on Sunday. Other games of note. Not the greatest weekend of the National Football League, but some decent games. Eagles at Bengals has some intrigue. That is a 12 noon game. You've got the Bills and the Seahawks. That is a 3 o'clock window game. That is out in Seattle. And also coming up, Bears Commanders is Jane Daniels going to play in that particular ball game. A lot of intrigue due to the fact that's number one versus number two as far as the draft choices are concerned. And feet to the fire, I think Daniels is going to trot out there.
He did practice today. He's listed officially as questionable and a game-time decision for that game. I personally hope he plays. I don't know how the Bears are favored on the road with or without him. It's a narrow 1.5, 2-point edge for the line there, and uh, I as much as I like the Bears, I really couldn't believe that. But that's on a kind of a week, spelled two different ways. That's one of the top games. It was flexed to the afternoon. You mentioned Buffalo, Seattle. I think Atlanta and Tampa Bay has a bit of interest. And certainly that Sunday night game, Dallas and San Francisco, maybe Mike McCarthy's last game.
Wow. That would be interesting if the Cowboys do lose. They would go to 3-4, and the 49ers, if they win, would be 4-4. Still a lot of work for those two teams. Before we get to a break, Viking fan Cyclone Tim weighing in. Pretty bad loss for the Vikings. Darisaw gets injured. Rams will probably keep Stafford. Ref misses the call, yes, but they still had to go to the length of the field. Two-point conversion overtime. That's a big jump. And yep. I agree. 0983 asks, do you guys think the NFL should adopt one review for any play similar to how the WNBA has it? I think we're going to have referees that are going to be in the booth soon. I thought these, booth review
expedited reviews,
are going to help some of this stuff, but they can't overturn a non-call and a penalty.
They have helped on some stuff, though. Like, they have made it so is it a catch, is it not a catch? It doesn't take 5 minutes to determine whether or not something is a catch anymore, which I appreciate.
Just make a call. Just
yeah, exactly.
Don't look
just
at three of your friends and then, okay, is that good? And make a weak call. Make a call. That's all I ask. All right. We're going to take a break, quick one, and we'll come back at the panel together for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, and we will have that for you when we return.
True Work is the most technical workwear in the world, delivering modern solutions to timeless job site challenges. Innovation meets tradition in True Work's high-performance lineup of work pants, shirts, and jackets, all engineered to give you the comfort and protection you need, especially in the most extreme conditions. Check out the full lineup with over 50,000 five-star reviews at truework.com and use the code SPORTS15 to get 15% off your first order. That's TRUEWERK.com. True Work helps you be your best when the weather's at its worst.
It's football season, and Vivid Seats is your ultimate destination for all the action on the gridiron. With a game-changing rewards program, plus an amazing selection of tickets, Vivid Seats ensures that every fan can catch their favorite teams and players in action. Vivid Seats has you covered with deals that cater to every football enthusiast, and all tickets come back by a 100% buyer guarantee, giving you peace of mind with every purchase. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
Back with you at 3:42 here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Panel together for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. And it's brought to you by Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. And not the greatest week in the world for the panel last week, Mark. Let's just put it that way.
No, but you did prevail with a glossy 2-4 record. But 4-20 combined among the four of us. Not a great week, but we've been doing pretty good. This is an outlier, right, guys? Okay.
Sure. All right. Game one. What do we got?
Game one. It is that game tonight, late tonight. Boise State at Allegiant Stadium, favored by 2.5 points over UNLV. And Scott, you're leading things off.
All right. Two good teams going at it. This may be a better game, I hope, than Sunday's game at Allegiant Stadium in the Chiefs' way, by the way. Sorry, Raider fans. Boise State makes a statement. To try to get into that college football playoff, I think they are going to take it on the road. I'll throw the 2.5.
UNLV is pretty good against Rush, and it is going to be facing the nation's leading rusher tonight. UNLV ranks 20th, but 20th against who? I think Boise State is the class of these two teams. I'll go ahead and throw the points here. Dave.
Boise State and UNLV will be a game of the year in the group of five matchups. Based on the offense and defensive matchups, this is a high-scoring, close game on a fast track. No team has shown that it can close to stopping Ashton Chanty this year, and Boise State has scored at least 45 points in four of their six games so far. Give me the Broncos to win and cover on the road.
All right. Hey, we're going to give you a call back, Dave, because we got a little bit of a bad connection right there. So we're going to give Dave a call back.
I am not going to be on Rebel Island or Vegas. Vegas Island might be kind of fun.
That actually might be fun.
Yeah, you know, maybe for like the food and stuff. I'm not sure about the gambling and whatever, but I'm going to make it a clean sweep for Boise. I just think they're the better team. I think Ashton Gentry has a strong game, and I think they win. So I'll make it a clean sweep with the Broncos.
More on Ashton Gentry coming up later on with this.
And Boise had a bye week last week, too, and you never know how that works out, but I think that's going to benefit Boise. But game two, and I will lead things off, it's Washington at Indiana in a Big Ten game, one of those time zone games, guys. Indiana favored by 6.5, Washington coming off a bye week. Of course, Indiana's without its top quarterback, but Kayvon Jackson was pretty good last week in relief when Curtis Rourke got hurt. I think Washington is better than people think. It's got a nice quarterback and some good skill people, and I don't know if the hourglass runs out on Indiana, but I like the points here. 6.5 in Washington. Dave, you back with us?
Dave's back.
All right.
Yes, I am.
Much better.
Indiana's starting quarterback, Curtis Rourke, will not play on Saturday. He has completed 75% of his passes this year and has nearly 2,000 yards through the air. That has helped the Hoosiers become the highest scoring offense in the nation with almost 49 points a game. Backup quarterback Taven Jackson will be the starting quarterback in his place. He played the entire second half last Saturday against Nebraska, and Indiana outscored the Cornhuskers 28-0. Add to that, the Hoosiers get the Huskies at 11 o'clock in the morning, the same time they were asked to play in Iowa City. That's tough for a West Coast team to be coming east and not get a 2:30 or later start. Give me Indiana to win and cover.
Spencer.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with the Hoosiers as well. Same reasons Dave pointed out. Even with the backup quarterback, you look at the success that Iowa had running the football against Washington. I think Indiana will be able to find that and more. And I think in the end, the Hoosiers get the job done. Another 9 a.m. Pacific time kickoff does not bode well for the Huskies. So give me the Hoosiers.
All right, Scott.
Enjoy Husky Island, because I Googled Kurt Cignetti. It says he's a good coach. And I'm going to go with the Hoosiers.
All right, game three. We're staying in the Big Ten. Penn State favored by 6.5 points at Washington. And Dave, you're first. Did I say Washington or meant Wisconsin?
Yeah, okay. Penn State is 7-9-1 as road favorites of 7 points or less under James Franklin. The Badgers are 3-2 as an underdog under Luke Fickell, and this is the biggest game of the year for his Wisconsin career. They are starting to turn things around, especially with the defense. Over the last three games, the Badgers have given up a total of 16 points. Add to that, the Nittany Lions have Ohio State next weekend. Give me Wisconsin and the points to cover the spread.
Spencer.
Wisconsin has found something the last couple weeks, but I look at who they've played, Purdue, Rutgers, and Northwestern, and I start to think it's a little bit of fool's gold. Interested to see how this one plays out. As Dave mentioned, Ohio State's up next for Penn State, so maybe kind of a look-ahead factor. But in the end, I think Penn State's the better team, and the better team wins out, so I will take the Nittany Lions to win in Madison, Wisconsin.
Scott.
Not far from your home, by the way.
Yes.
Wisconsin native.
Accurate.
I said before the year, Penn State's going to go to the Big Ten championship game. Does not mean they cover all those games, though. I think Wisconsin's going to make this close. I'm with Dave. I like the 6.5. I'm going to take the Badgers and roll with those 6.5 points.
To me, that Penn State-Ohio State game means nothing for the Nittany Lions if they don't win this week. And I'm with Spencer. I don't know about the quality of opposition for Wisconsin. I'm going to go ahead and take Penn State here, although I'm never confident about James Franklin, okay? Spencer, you are up first on this yet another Big Ten game, rivalry game. Michigan State at Michigan, and the Wolverines are favored by 5.5.
Yeah, I really have no confidence in either one of these teams. Just watching them over the last couple of weeks, Michigan's got a ton of issues. No, I'm not passing. I'm just telling you. Michigan's got a ton of issues on offense. Michigan State, they looked pretty good against Iowa last week. Can they continue that on into another week going on the road against one of their fiercest rivals? In fact, probably their fiercest rivalry between the two schools. I'm going to take Michigan State to cover the 5.5 just because I feel like this is going to be played within kind of a field goal range. So give me Sparty and the 5.5.
Scott.
Yeah, I'm rolling with Spencer on this one. Might not win it, but it's going to be Michigan's not going to explode. Sorry, Matt, the Michigan fan out there, probably listening and yelling at me at this point, but they may win the game, but Michigan State's going to keep it close. So I'm going to take Sparty in those 5.5 as well.
Well, either Michigan State played its game of the year last week or it found something. And previous to the Iowa game, the Spartans had problems coughing up the football. And I think Michigan's defense is good enough to cause some of that. I worry about Michigan's quarterback situation. But I'm going to go ahead and take Michigan at home and throw the points. Dave.
Michigan is still very good, and playing at Ann Arbor is not easy. Just ask Southern Cal. The Wolverines haven't been this short a favorite since 2008. Michigan State is 1-13 against the spread in conference play after coming off an upset win. Give me Michigan to win and cover at home.
Okay, game five, and Scott, you're back on the leadoff. It is Notre Dame playing Navy at MetLife in East Rutherford, New Jersey tomorrow. Notre Dame favored by 11.5 points.
I would love to take the midshipmen in this game. I really would. But I got to take Notre Dame. I'm going with Notre Dame in this one, throwing the 11.5. And I'm rooting for Navy, though, but my head says take Notre Dame.
I cannot live with myself if I didn't take Navy because of my grandfather. Sentimental pick, I'll take Navy and give me the points. Dave.
The Irish have won 4 of the last 5 games between these two teams by at least 22 points. Two different level teams going at it. Notre Dame is a top 10 team, and since their loss to Northern Illinois back in game 2, they've responded winning 5 in a row. Give me the Irish to win and cover on the road.
Spencer.
I'm going to put you on Navy Island, Mark. Sorry to say. I just feel like this is a pretty big step up in competition for Navy. Their best game, I think, was against Memphis out of the American Conference, and Notre Dame is really good against the run. So I think Notre Dame is the side to be on. Kind of like what Scott said, I feel like you feel sentimental about Navy. You'd like to pick them, but I'll go with the Irish for this.
I'm happy to be on that ship. last game and the tiebreaker, 2:35 kickoff tomorrow in Iowa City, Northwestern at Iowa. And Iowa, a 13.5-point favorite. The tiebreaker is total rushing yards in this game tonight for Ashton Jeanty. I think Iowa is going to rebound in this game against Northwestern, but I think it's far too many points. So for the purposes of picks, I'll take Northwestern. Dave.
How many running?
total yards, I'm going to say, God, I guess I got to set the bar here, don't I? 188.
Iowa has a very strong record following a loss. No different here. Should see a lot of Caleb Johnson with better offensive line play, much better tackling on defense, and just a much better result all around. Hawks win and cover in the friendly confines. And I'll take 193.
All right, Spencer.
Yeah, I think Iowa bounces back, but I agree with what you said, Mark. Far too many points. I think my prediction on Before the Boom was 20-10, so that's a Northwestern cover, so I'll take them to at least cover the spread, but I think Iowa ends up winning the game tomorrow inside Kinnick Stadium. Ashton Gentry, I'm going to go with 180 even. How about that?
All right. Scott.
I just have this vision of Kirk Ferentz smiling in the post-game news conference with that kind of "I told you so" look.
It's either that or that's football again on Monday, so one of the two.
One of the two. But I think it's the – I'm leaning toward it's the – yeah, this is much better. I think Iowa bounces back. I'm with Dave. I said 28-10 on Before the Boom, and I'm going to stick with that. So that's an Iowa cover. And I'm going to go with 175, which is what I had written down to begin with. So it will be 178. I can guarantee you that is what it's going to be. All right, picks are locked in. Dave, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Need four contestants right now at 319-366-1600. If you have been a contestant, win or lose, over the last 4 weeks, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. That's 319-366-1600. Give us a call. Hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. Pretty simple. If your picker has the best weekend, you get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And best of luck to everybody out there. Best of luck to all of the panelists. And Spencer on Sports coming up, taking us to the World Series tonight.
Yeah, we're going to try to squeeze in some baseball talk at some point during the show, but it's a football Friday, so college football, NFL, and beyond over the next couple hours.
Yeah, looking forward to that from 4 until 6, and then World Series coverage will begin at 6 o'clock, and we're back with you. Unfortunately, we met, of course, had earlier this week the Fernando Valenzuela passing for the Dodgers, and now we get word that Rudy May, former starter for the New York Yankees, has just passed away. So sad news going into a Yankee-Dodger World Series, no doubt. And we'll see how Game 1 comes out. Well, Game 2 tomorrow night for you right here as well. Both begin at 6 o'clock here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Mark, have a terrific weekend, and we will get together on Monday and talk about it and see what direction we go this week.
Always interesting, right? Yeah, we'll talk to you then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here in Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. That's 2,000 children every single day. It's a heart-wrenching reality.